spiritual revival is the focus for Christians in Ukraine. A grim anniversary proves to be a catalyst for change in India, and the gospel is flowing as free as water in South Asia. Stay tuned to find out on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Thousands of protesters continue to camp out in Independence Square in Kyiv, Ukraine. Russian Ministry's Michael Cherenkov has been manning the prayer tent at the center of the protests. Cherenkov says protesters are visiting the tent to pray.
They call Jesus. They call God's help for people, for God's mercy. This is a spiritual renewal in our society.
Cherenkov, in his heart, believes this.
We need spiritual reformation. Not political revolution. We need start from spiritual reforms.
Thousands of protesters are making a special request.
They asked us, please give us Ukrainian language New Testament. We need our native language New Testament. It's surprising for us. And this is our concern.
This is an emergency request. $100 provides 200 New Testaments, which could help revival in Ukraine. Click on the link at our website to contribute. Next, the execution of the number two man in North Korea has sent a chilling message. Open Doors' David Curry says,
it signaled to people that North Korea is very, very unstable.
The execution created fear. Fear buys time.
Many people who I've talked to feel like this regime may fall. This is a game plan that other dictators have used, and so in that way, it's familiar.
Was Kim Jong-un trying to consolidate power?
It shows that perhaps Kim Jong-un is very insecure in his leadership and is tightening up and cracking down within his administration on people who would not be absolutely in line with him or in some way cause a threat to him.
And that would likely include Christians. Curry says this is the time to pray, give, or do.
We're talking about thousands of people who are imprisoned in North Korea because they read a Bible, because they worship the name of Jesus.
This is Mission Network News. It's been a year since a young woman was brutally raped and murdered in New Delhi, India. Her case drew international attention to women's rights groups, and protesters are raising the issue again. Human trafficking is also at the forefront. C.H. Dyer says Bright Hope International began their anti-human trafficking program 18 months ago. Police were resistant at first.
Once this rape case gained national attention, we saw their mindset change 100%. And now the police are wanting to do these raids. They are trying to be, as best they are able, help.
Bright Hope is rescuing girls trapped in sex trafficking and is providing Christ-centered restoration through local churches.
Once they find some practical ways of being engaged, the churches, I think, are really pressing forward.
See how you can get involved at our website. Pray churches will accept the rescued women as they are.
To see them as redeemed and no different than themselves.
Meanwhile, a missionary has witnessing on his mind, even in the hospital. Last week, we asked you to pray for Andrew Semenchuk, senior missionary of Slava Gospel Association. He was hospitalized earlier this month due to bleeding on the brain. Surgery was scheduled for yesterday. Prior to his surgery, Andrew had regained his appetite and was able to walk and was in high spirits. Visit our website for information. Please continue to pray for Andrew as he recovers. And did you know that from clean water, the gospel can flow freely? For one village in India, a sand filter has opened the door for Gospel for Asia to share the truth about Christ. Despite village rules not to associate with missionaries, one man contacted GFA to ask for a filter to improve life for his family. After three filters were installed in the village, a GFA pastor gained the opportunity to witness. See the full story at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Get Phillips Craig and Dean's new Christmas CD, Hope for All the World, with your gift of any amount. Call 1-800-995-4828 with your best gift, and I'll give you a copy, or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.